From raising fees to privatizing entire universities nationwide, there are a variety of ways that privatizing public college education is taking place. As we've heard, the dismantling of California's public system has been going on for decades. Christopher Newfield wrote a whole book about it. He's a professor of English at UC Santa Barbara and author of Unmaking the Public University, the 40-Year Assault on the Middle Class. He's currently in France, where he's working for the Education Abroad program for the University of California. We caught up with him while he was in Turkey giving a lecture. Professor Newfield, thank you for speaking with us.
Thanks very much for covering this issue.
So let's talk then about the funding of research and the funding of higher ed. As we all know in this country, education is in trouble. In this show, we actually profiled a couple of different ways education is being privatized. On the face of it, privatizing our educational system might seem like a good idea to some, but in your opinion, is it?
No. The great contribution of low-cost public higher education was mass access to high quality. That was the secret formula of the University of California and in a different way of Cal State. And by that I mean that you would have a campus, you know, that is starting with Berkeley and then expanding throughout the system, where you had cutting-edge research, where you had internationally renowned scholars, where you had some of the most amazing thinking, the best poets, the best scientists, et cetera, working. And then the children of farm workers and the children of factory workers would go to lectures and have those folks grading their papers. I mean, that was the vision, to have this contact between every element of society such that people that were first-generation college-educated, were immigrants, were low-income, had access to the best that society had to offer. The best was not just reserved for a tiny elite. When everybody has to pay, stratification increases, and the best gets reserved for a much smaller group. You see, all around the world, there are fabulous universities for 1% or 2% of the population.
Let's talk a little bit about after graduation. So two-thirds of four-year college graduates leave with loan debt averaging about $23,000. That number is likely to increase if students can't get the courses they need to graduate on time. So we're hearing that some students might have to stay 5, maybe 6 years. What implications does that have in terms of the choices students or people will have to make after they graduate?
Well, it means that they have to take any job they can get. It means that people will move out of socially valuable but lower paying jobs like teaching and social work and nursing and move into jobs that pay more. If somebody goes to law school and they graduate with, you know, $200,000 in debt, it means they will work in corporate law firms rather than working on, you know, sexuality issues for, you know, $58,000 a year. They literally can't keep a roof over their head and pay their loans at the same time. So it's a loss to society. It's a loss to the social value that is created by people who are not as well paid as, you know, as folks in business, et cetera, but who do something that everybody needs.
And what do you think would happen if this country privatized their education?
We would lower the rate of college attainment, and we would become more ignorant than we already are. We would fall behind economically. We would have more social conflict. We would have less social understanding. All these things are already happening. In California, the state fell from 5th in the nation to 47th in 8 years between 1996 and 2004 in the rate of the college continuation. That is, whether you not only start college but actually finish it, which is, of course, the crucial index of how you fare later on. We don't have an obvious direct causal connection between rising fees and that decline in educational attainment, but they did happen at the same time. There's a strong likelihood of a correlation.
Well, in light of our current cuts to higher ed taking place across the country, what potential scenarios do you see for the future?
In the short term, I think that the Obama administration is going to pour the lion's share of money into bank rescues and wars in the Middle East. So I'm not really that optimistic in the short run. The higher education leadership in California has asked for direct operating funds to come from the federal government in partnership with the states. That's not going to happen, I don't think, because the federal government is now making moving towards a commitment for supporting student fees through Pell Grants and the expansion of similar programs. So I think the short term is blocked. I think the medium term people are going to have to become much more active in defining the kind of society that they want, and where education is a central part of that. There's a good, you know, grassroots network that's already was put in place by the Obama administration. There's a lot of skill out there around internet organizing and face-to-face organizing. And I think that we actually, in 2009, a major change took place, which is that for the first time in my adult lifetime, everybody figured out that cuts to public funding lower quality. People didn't know that before, and elements in UC's administration had denied that that was the case. And I think finally we have the foundation for saying, look, if you want the kind of golden age that we had before, any simulacra of that, of greater social peace and understanding, greater cultural productivity and enlightenment in the old sense, and economic growth of the old kind, you have to invest in higher education for the future. My hope is that people know this now and that they're going to restore and rebuild public higher education, continue to grow it, bring in folks that are currently shut out in much higher proportions, Latinos and African Americans in California in particular, and they will get back on track. You know, we were on a good path in the 60s and 70s around these issues, and we forgot some of the gains that we made. They were incomplete, but they were good. And so I just see a lot of not return, but a kind of a reimagination of where we can go happening in the next few years.